Dig in. Let's get to business.
We're going to go places in this business, son.
No laptop, no BlackBerry, no business calls.
You have no head for business.
And now, back to America's business coach, Coach Ron Tunick.
Welcome back. This is not Coach Ron Tunick. As you can tell by the sound of my voice, this is Bill Frank. I'm sitting in for Coach Ron Tunick, who is over in Las Vegas giving a speech to hundreds, if not thousands, of paying customers. We wish him well. He's going to be talking about all of the things that he is known for, coaching, business, sales, all of that he'll be approaching over the next 3 days. I'm sitting in for him today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Thursday. So for those loyal listeners, I hope that you'll tune in then as well. We've had a wonderful show so far, and I think this next guest is going to be one of the more fascinating guests that we have all day. Lee Gerdes is the author of Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain. He's also the CEO of Brain State Technologies, a global network of more than 150 offices across the world that offer brainwave optimization, a life-changing brain balancing modality. His background includes systems analyst, pastoral counselor, management consultant, and past vice president of solutions for Net Perceptions. Some people have called him a brainologist, and we'll find out why. After being beaten in the early 1990s by four youths with a baseball bat, Lee's journey to overcome the symptoms of PTSD led him to discover ways to monitor and change his brain. His eclectic mix of education and strong personal need to experience more happiness and less stress while being highly functional led him to understand how the brain could be optimized for health and for happiness. Today, nearly 34,000 people have benefited from his advanced neurotechnology. Brain State Technology is located in Scottsdale, Arizona. Joining us from Arizona. Hi, Lee. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks.
Well, great. Thank you so much for being on the show. Anything that has to do with the brain is of a particular fascination to me, and I want to talk in more detail in just a few minutes about your technology and how you help to optimize people. But before we do, I think the jumping off point has to be how you embarked on this journey to becoming what some people call a brainologist. You were just an ordinary person before, but you had a cataclysmic event happen in your life that started you down this path that you're on. Tell us about it.
Well, need is the mother of invention. That's first and foremost. And I had a great need. I was assaulted by four youth, one wielding a baseball bat. I had somewhat of a traumatic brain injury and PTSD, and I suffered with symptoms of those for 8 years. So finally, I started to hack together, because I tried everything I could find on the planet, I hacked together some software, because I'm a geek. I mean, that's what, geeks win. Come on. And so I hacked together some software. I looked at my brain patterns when I was feeling really good, and then I mapped them when I was feeling really bad. I see that there was a distinct difference between those two things, and I'll say, I'll have what he's having, you know?
Yeah.
And then I found a way to resonate with my brain to reflect those good patterns, regardless of how I was, and I did that. It was crude at that time. That was 12 years ago. I did that for a number of times, probably 50, and probably sometimes for hours at a time, even then. And sure enough, my brain pattern changed. I mean, all the symptoms just diminished or totally went away, and I felt free of it. So that was the beginning of the technology.
Wow. My guest is Lee Gerdes. We're talking about his book, and his book is titled Limitless You, and we're talking about his experience that led him to become a brainologist. Lee, PTSD. Most people associate post-traumatic stress disorder with the returning veterans that we have coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq and other wars that we have had in the past. How did you, you were beaten by these young people with baseball bats. Clearly that was a traumatic experience. How did that manifest itself in PTSD?
Well, what happens is that the brain, regardless of the trauma, and we can have PTSD without ever being touched. It can be a social or emotional kind of phenomena that gives us a trauma. In fact, and for some of us, it's even more traumatic. Those things are actually more traumatic. But when our brain clicks into a modality or a functional state, to keep us alive during that trauma. It just says, effectively, hey, this kept the organism alive, and I'm keeping it. And so when we have men and women coming to us, and we've had over 750 of the over 40,000 clients we have been soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. When they come in, and sometimes they come in with trauma, yes, and PTSD, certainly. And sometimes they come in with, like, phantom pain because they've lost a limb. Now, that limb still hurts, but it's not there. You see, the brain pattern captures that pain pattern, and it holds on to it to protect the individual, not knowing even at that point that that limb has been amputated.
Wow.
And so when the brain function changes, boom, it goes away. That pain is mitigated totally.
Wow. So talk to us then about this technology that you've developed. It's called brain state conditioning, or you have a new name for it, a more sophisticated name for it. You described it briefly before. Is it dangerous? I mean, how does this actually work? Take us through it, and let's use the example of the returning vet with the severed limb.
Well, when that person comes in, what we do is we put sensors on the scalp. They have computer chips in them, and those sensors are used to read the brain pattern. And they're used to read it with our analytics in the brainwave optimization software. They're used to read it in a very granular way. In other words, 48,000 frequencies, 256 times every second, and then we basically graph that to see how that brain pattern is moving.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. 48,000 different frequencies you're mapping at any one time. But Lee, let me challenge you on this a little bit, because every brain is different. My brain is different than your brain. How can the balance and the harmony for each brain, if it's different, how can you have one system that works for everybody?
I love this question. Because what we're doing is we're resonating with each person's brain. We're not coming at this with a preconceived notion that certain frequencies should be dominant. We're coming at this as if where balance happens when left and right, back and front of complementary lobes are functioning together.
All right, slow down and go through that again for me.
Okay, so let's say we have complementary lobes.
Uh-huh.
Let's say they're occipital lobes in the back, and they help us with vision. Let's say we just had a major coyote skater, a hockey player, who had a traumatic brain injury. Well, he got hit in the back on the board.
Mm.
And so what he had was one side had a very dysfunctional occipital lobe. Now, what we did is we resonated with those two occipital lobes in a specific frequency range, sort of. We call it the floating middle range.
Okay.
And as those lobes picked up that resonance, in other words, it's like two tuning forks. The brain is one tuning fork. The computer is the other. As the brain picks up that resonance, it increases the dominance of that range, and that imbalance is mitigated.
Okay, I get it. So in the case of this hockey player, you're able to balance the condition that he had. Well, you're able to balance the better part of his brain using these brain waves. Is that a fair statement?
Precisely.
Okay. All right, good. So brains become imbalanced. In this case, it was traumatic. He got checked into the boards from behind, which, by the way, is illegal and probably caused a penalty. But and in the case of post-traumatic stress disorder, we talked about the returning vet who has the severed limb. But brain state conditioning that you're talking about only addresses the imbalance. It doesn't really address the cause or the symptoms of the imbalance. Doesn't that mean that the imbalance can return at some future point?
Well, what is the symptom? It's the result of the imbalance. The imbalance is the source of the issue. You know, what we forget because of a long history of medical science culturally, what we forget is that the brain drives everything. Everything we think, everything we do, say, feel.
Hmm.
Everything, all of our experiences, the brain drives. You know, the University of Houston, they had a great study that completed about less than a year ago, and what they did was study the placebo effect. The placebo effect, basically, you probably know, is when we think we better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they studied, they wanted to find out the degree of power, basically, of the placebo effect. And so they did it with orthoscopic surgery. They had a very large number of people who needed orthoscopic knee surgery. For half of those people, they did the surgery, and for the other half, they just did an incision and closed it up.
Okay.
Guess what happened?
What?
They were equally successful.
Really? So even the people who had the placebo, who had it cut open and then closed up with no surgery really done in between, had exactly the same recovery rate as those people who had the orthoscopic surgery?
Precisely.
Wow.
The point at hand, what changed that pattern? The brain changed it. Nothing else happened. The brain changed it.
Fascinating.
We don't have any concept of how powerful the little 3-pound mass that we carry between our ears actually is. But we do have a concept of how destructive it can be.
My guest is Lee Gerdes, author of the book Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Mind. And Lee, this is fascinating stuff. I mean, you are living proof that this works. You helped yourself, and now you're helping others. I find it interesting that in addition to your practice, you also do research. You did a study with Nevada State prisoners. Talk to us about the study. Tell us, what did that study show?
Well, what we did when we went into the when we went to work with inmates, we went into a medium security prison where the inmates were staged to before they went to maximum security. So they were people who weren't low risk. They were high risk and violent.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what we wanted to see, frankly, we wanted to see two things. A, we wanted to see, of course, if we could help them in any way. And B, we wanted to see if we could mitigate their violence. But thirdly, we wanted to see if we did, could they get along in that hostile environment? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because one of the things we worry about is, could we do harm to somebody? And the only way we think we could potentially, or thought we could potentially do harm to somebody, was to work with one person who was in an abusive relationship. And therefore, that person may be abused more. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So we didn't want to make anybody too vulnerable. And could we do that? That was the question on the table for us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went to the inmates, or when we worked with the inmates, what we found was that they all had severe trauma prints. They all had severe traumas very, very early in life. And these traumas indicated for them a huge imbalance in brain pattern. So, for instance, for the hockey player who had a major, major blow, okay,
mm-hmm.
was unable to turn quickly, couldn't get up from a chair fast, couldn't play with his children unless he laid on the floor, etc., right? And
okay.
for 2 years, two years he did this. And he's a strong, great guy, by the way, but, you know, that's the function he had. For the hockey player, in his brain pattern, we found about roughly about an 80-90% differential, i.e., one side of the brain was working about 80% or 90% differently than the other side for a complementary lobe.
Wow.
For the inmates, the average was 252%.
That's astounding.
So what happened with them was when those brains balanced, and they all did, by the way, when those brains balanced, two things happened. First, immediately they had remorse for what they had done. Some of them were gangbangers, you know. Some of them, one was a homicide for, or not a homicide, but a manslaughter for drunk driving, and et cetera. You know, there were various crimes, right?
Right.
Now, so that was number one. But number two, after 3 years, there have been no violent acts by any of those inmates. Not violent acts that have been perpetuated upon them, nor which they have insulted or you know, created to someone else.
That's incredible. That is incredible. My guest is Lee Gerdes. We're talking about his book, Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Mind. Now, you've got something known as the Gerdes BT system that you use now to help people, as you did in this experiment in Nevada and elsewhere. Is the Gerdes BT system, is it approved by some government agency like the FDA or anything like that?
Well, it's a brainwave optimization is what we call the system. It doesn't have to be approved. It doesn't do anything to you. It just does something with you. It's almost like a jumping rope, right?
Okay.
It gives the brain, for each person, the opportunity to balance itself.
I see.
There are no outside diagnostics to it. There's no invasive procedure with it. It's simply that. Now, last year, in 2011, we had an opportunity to work with Wake Forest University School of Medicine and do a study on primary insomnia. So they've worked with a test group, which had the brainwave optimization intervention, and then they worked with a control group, which didn't have that intervention, but had their standard of care, you know, medication and sleep hygiene and those kinds of things.
Okay. And what did you find out?
We were 100% effective.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. My guest has been Lee Gerdes. He is author of the book Limitless You. Lee, this is such a fascinating subject. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
BrainStateTech.com. It's BrainStateTech.com.
BrainStateTech.com. That is fascinating. Lee, thank you so much for being my guest here on The Business of Life. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thanks a lot for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.